Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yes, in the battle for menstrual rights rolls on.
Somehow I don't have a dog in that fight.
Oh, but you do.
No, I don't.
No, it's you're thinking you don't, but you're thinking wrong.
I know I don't. That is certain.
You sure?
Yes, I am absolutely 100% positive of that.
Okay. Well, the California legislature would not agree. California is trying to pass a near $1 million menstrual bill for men, women, and the non-binary. Because menstrual products are apparently a basic human right. I don't know how we've gotten this far, humanity, without it. But we made it, but now it's got to change. The bill specifically says that all men, women, and the non-binary have a right to menstrual products for free on the public dole. And that's because people are suffering from period poverty, in which they are unable to afford the pads and tampons they need. I thought food stamps took care of that.
I don't know. I mean, if it does, but.
We know, according to Dr. Shumka Gupta, we know that Black, Latinx, immigrant, and first-gen women are reporting more period poverty, and so this has to be taken care of with free menstrual products in all schools, government buildings, and, you know, other government-style places. So this is not at least at the point of making the private sector do it, but it's going to cost, they think, about $1 million to do this. I think it'd be more, but anyway, whatever. So, yeah, there you go. So, see, we all have a stake in this.
You may say so, but I'm not buying it.
I'm not either. Okay, so period poverty. There we go. Fighting the fights that matter in America, but not the ones that do. Okay, I am amazed by this. I don't know if you heard me talking about this, that we finally have the admission. And if we wait long enough, I'm going to be right on everything about COVID. Honestly, I should be running the CDC. I really think
I'm
at this point.
I'm down for that, other than the fact that we would... I'd miss you here.
Yeah, no, I'd do a great job. I don't even have a medical degree, but I keep getting the stuff right. When I said for a year and a half, and Crash observed this when he was 8. He said, Mommy, I mean, look, we were in Walmart. He's like, I don't understand this mask. The sides are open.
Yeah.
I'm like, I know, you're 8. You can figure it out. It's not hard. And so we now have Biden's top COVID advisor, Dr. Martin Osterhoff, admitting the cloth and surgical masks never really worked. They don't work. Which we've known since February 10th, when the CDC published the study that was ultimately written up by NBC News, and I reference this all the time, that, you know, more than half the particles that cause COVID go right through those kinds of masks. So I've been saying from the beginning, can we not just tell the people the truth? You need an N95. So we first have Biden's top advisor admitting this. So this is a watershed event. They lied to us for a year and a half when they told us masks work. They lied to us about so many things. It's honestly hard to keep track anymore.
We know today that many of the face cloth coverings that people wear are not very effective in reducing any of the virus movement in or out. Either you're breathing out or you're breathing in. And in fact, if you're in the upper Midwest right now, anybody who's wearing their face cloth covering can tell you they can smell all the smoke that we're still getting. We need to talk.
Thanks. That's good. A year and a half later. Thank you. Helpful. What's amazing, though, is Biden's the mask guidance has come out for the CDC does not specify N95 masks. So you're telling me you want me to put on an ineffective mask, that is a costume piece.
Yeah.
So here's Dr. Scott Gottlieb on this. On CNN, he's the former head of the FDA. explaining this. These cloth and surgical masks, they don't really work. You need an N95. Why didn't you tell me that a year ago?
That means if you want to derive protection, if you as an individual want to protect yourself from this virus, mask quality does matter. And wearing a higher quality N95 or KN95 mask is going to afford you more protection. If all you're doing is wearing a cloth mask or a procedure mask, you're going to cut down on the propensity of you to spread the virus to others. So you'll reduce the odds that you could spread the virus to others if you're one of those people who has a mild or asymptomatic infection and doesn't know you're infected. But if you actually want to derive protection from other people being infected around you, mask quality does matter. So people should look for higher quality masks. And there's ample supply right now. In the beginning of this epidemic, we didn't have enough N95 masks. Now we do. People can go.
Yeah, there you go.
Mask quality matters.
Well, but it does. Yeah. And, you know.
Makes sense.
How long have they known these masks don't work? I mean, I've got the study right here for it. The cloth masks block, according to the CDC study from February, 44% of the particles, and the surgicals block 42%. I'm surprised it's that high. And yet they let us think for a year and a half we could just go walking around in these masks like they were a superpower, and they knew damn well the whole time it wasn't true. Again, same pattern with the CDC. Here's Dr. Scott Gottlieb again on CNN, and he's talking about, really, he thinks that this mask, he's the former head of the FDA, this whole mask thing's overblown, but if you're going to wear a mask, this is really when you should do it, and it should be an N95, like a real one.
Whether or not that should then translate into general guidance for the entire population that if you're vaccinated, you should wear a mask, I don't think that that's the case. I don't think that we're going to get enough bang for our buck by telling vaccinated people they have to wear masks at all times to make it worth our while. I think we're further into this Delta wave than we're picking up. I've been saying that for weeks. I think, you know, in another 2 or 3 weeks, we'll be through this. This new guidance will have a negligible impact on that. I think much more prudent guidance to people would be that if you're vaccinated, you're in a high prevalence area, you're in contact with the virus, you think you might have the virus because you have mild symptoms of it, be prudent, get tested, maybe wear a mask, especially if you're around a vulnerable person. That should be the bottom line guidance we give. CDC, I think, is having a challenge measuring this right now.
Okay.
Well, it's just going to be interesting to see how this plays out, if he's correct. And I referenced this earlier this week, that overseas, where the Delta variant had showed up earlier than it did here, that those nations are already trending down. And they have not seen
yes.
the emergency room. Well, hospitalizations are up, but not at a critical level. And in fact, I was looking at the data from South Carolina, and of all the reporting hospitals, I believe it was 25% of hospital beds are taken up by COVID-19 patients, and that some 10% of ventilators are being used by COVID-19 patients. And once again today, we had nearly 1,800 new cases reported, one confirmed death. So
that
once
one,
again,
is that daily? Or
that's
is
from
that,
yesterday. One
okay,
confirmed
there was
death
a confirmed
yesterday.
Death yesterday. Okay. So what are we up to a week then? I shouldn't hit you with this on the air. Really.
I'd have to add the numbers up here.
Yeah.
On average, it's hard to say because they've been trending up over the past couple of weeks. Because, you know, last week we were in the hundreds and it kept going up each day. And then this week we appear to be well over 1,000. I think there was like, what was it, 1,300, 1,400 yesterday. And there's nearly 1,800 being reported today. But that's from yesterday. And in fact, some of those are collective over the past few days. But yeah, tomorrow we'll get a better gauge of that.
Should be interesting. And Dr. Martin Koldorf is basically saying what you're seeing. Hey, listen, cases are up, but we don't need to look at cases anymore. We're in the end stage of this pandemic. We need to look at deaths. If deaths go up, then we need to be concerned.
Yeah.
And they're going to go up because guess what? They go up every fall. I mean, 30 to 60,000 people will die every year of colds. That has never changed, always been with us, and it will never end. And now COVID is in the mix, too. The bioweapon that is COVID. It's in the mix. It's never going to leave the mix, just like coronaviruses mutate every year. So, I mean, are we going to get to a point where we just don't do this every fall or what? I mean, if COVID had never escaped that lab, we would still have people dying of colds.
Yeah, and flu.
And the flu. This is what happens this time. And I really think they're timing it to right now because they know they're going to get the surge. And it's never going to change. 100% vaccination wouldn't change. And Lindsey Graham is evidence of that. I mean, he's fully vaccinated. He got COVID.
Yeah.
He's got symptoms. They're mild. So you said it's like a sinus infection, but right. he's got symptoms. So, I mean, yeah. what does that mean? Well, if we all get vaccinated, this is the circular logic of this. We all get vaccinated, we're still going to have COVID.
Yeah. And apparently that's true. And this Delta variant has showed that it does get through. And but once again, it does show that those who are vaccinated, usually, according to the data we're seeing and anecdotal information as well, that those who are vaccinated who do get it have lesser symptoms and much more greater survivability rate, even though the survivability rate to begin with of COVID-19 is actually pretty darn high.
Texter writes, and this texter nails it about masks. They knew it from the beginning, talking about that it doesn't block viruses.
Yeah.
They knew it from the beginning because it says so on the box. I know, my box said that. Yeah. Does not block viruses.
And that's what got you banned, too.
Yes, and it got me banned.
For putting a picture of what's on the box of a mask.
Yes.
Saying that it doesn't block viruses, and then you were banned on, what was it, Facebook for spreading misinformation.
And it was actually Facebook spreading misinformation because in the thing it said that the photo had been, you know, like, I forget, it wasn't what the word they use, altered or Photoshop or something like that. And I just photographed the side of the box. I'm like, look, it says it doesn't stop viruses. Yeah. And now we have health officials with the Biden administration going, yeah, it doesn't stop viruses. Never did. Get a KN95. Okay, then why'd you make me wear a surgical or a cloth mask all this time? That, just yesterday, I went to the pediatrician, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh, it's like World War Z there.
Oh, I know.
It is crazy. It's worse than it was during full-blown COVID. We had to wait, Lee, in the parking lot. Can't go inside. My and this is my fault, but my AC is only half working. So yeah. Me and Crash are covered with sweat. And I'm like, okay, is there's nowhere we can come in? Nope. Okay. And when we get in, what do they hand us? The surgical mask.
Well, of course.
I had just cut the audio for the show. I'm like, this thing doesn't work.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. Why are you? And I tried to tell the nurse, I said, you know, she said, well, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, no. It's a top health official for, you know, top COVID official advisor for Biden. So it doesn't work. She looks at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
I'm like, I give up. I just throw my hands in the air.
Yeah.
You just give up. You want to bang your head. So for those of you who are legitimately afraid and you have health issues, maybe you're even vaccinated and you're afraid of this because you have health issues. Know now that you should not feel safe in your cloth or your surgical mask. You need to get an N95 or a KN95. Why they couldn't say this a year and a half ago, I do not know.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what's going on there. Text writes, the face diaper has become the religion of the left. What's next? Turbans and burkas. Now, what? Okay. Look, I just read the text line. Doesn't mean I necessarily agree. The thing here is that they didn't just figure out that surgical masks and face masks that are cloth don't work. They've known this the entire time, but they wanted you in one. They wanted you in one. And now they admit, just catch it. No, it never worked. You know what a pain in the butt that mask has been the whole time? But then why'd you tell me to wear it? Because. Text writes, hey, Terry, you just said we're never getting rid of the virus. We're not. It'll always be with us. And then you say, get an N95 mask. What's up with that? No, okay, wait. So here's why I said that. Because there are people out in our audience, and I hear from them in the text line all the time, who are legitimately terrified. Because they have, you know, they have physical situations. You know, they have comorbidities. They have things like that. They're afraid. This is me telling you, they've been lying to you this whole time. You're not safe in a mask at the N95 if you feel that you need a mask to be safe. Why they couldn't do this before, I do not know. I just do not know. Okay, but what's going on in the world right now, this is insanity, and I'm afraid Americans aren't really watching this, because this is where the left intends to go with our country. I don't know if they're going to succeed, but they're seeing this and they want to do it. The Gestapo is practically back in Berlin. Did you see what happened? Okay, over the weekend, 100,000 Frenchmen came out again. 160,000 last weekend. Protesting against Macron's vaccine passports. The idea that you need this passport, you need to swipe your card every time you go anywhere to be a part of French life or else. Well, in Germany, police violently shut down a protest in Berlin. How bad was it? So bad that the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture is investigating the use of excessive force. Well, how excessive was the force in Germany over the weekend? Folks, people are in the streets over this stuff all over the world, and we're barreling toward it. And by stuff, I mean vaccine passports. Classes of people excluded by their COVID status. Over 600 protesters were arrested in Berlin on Sunday. And one died of a heart attack after being interrogated by police. Listen to this. The far-left Berlin government, this is in Germany, obviously, has banned anti-lockdown protests in Berlin. So you can't protest against the lockdowns, right? Or the fact that they're thinking about going to vaccine passports. They're debating that now. You can't protest about that, right? But last weekend, they permitted an 80,000-strong, largely unmasked gay pride parade. So wrap your mind around this. 600 people arrested. People beaten in the street for protesting COVID a week after they let 80,000 march in a pride march, largely unmasked. Which tells you everything you need to know. This is not about COVID. It's not. And it's going on all over the world. I mean, you look at what's happening in Australia right now, and it is absolutely terrifying. And this is why they took Sky News down. Because Sky News have been all over this. They don't want the people to see the military going door to door and banging on the doors and making sure that they don't leave their neighborhoods. Do you realize how extensive the lockdowns are in Australia? You are not allowed to leave your neighborhood. And they're sending the military door to door to check in Sydney that people stay put. That's a police state. And again, Australia, like here, a all-time low in deaths since the beginning of the pandemic. So this isn't about deaths, not about COVID. Can't be. Yeah, cases are up a little, but it's not. I mean, again, we should be having maskless pride parades, prideful that we beat this thing. We're at the lowest we've been in deaths. Yes, it's still out there. Yes, you should still be careful. But still, I mean, this is ridiculous. Listen to this. The vaccination rate in Australia is approximately 20%. The government intends to keep everyone locked down until the vaccination rate reaches 70%, including using the military on Australian soil. Our elites are following this, y'all. They want this so bad. According to Prime Minister Morrison, the threshold should be achieved by the end of the year, that they should get to 70% vaccination. So literally, vaccinate or we're going to lock you in your home. means Australians will remain locked down for the remainder of the year. And look, if those shots work like ours, they're still going to be spreading COVID. Nothing's going to change. They're going to get sick like Lindsey Graham. They say you'll get less sick. We'll see over time. We'll see if they're telling the truth about that. They said you weren't going to get sick at all 2 weeks ago. Now they've changed that. Just really, I mean, crazy stuff. So I think that's why Sky News is really blocked. I don't think it's because they published peer-reviewed studies on hydroxychloroquine that show it works and asked why the government will let us use it. I think it's because those studies were old. They'd gone back months to find them. I think they blocked Sky News because YouTube does not want the images of the military in the street harassing Australians. They don't want them in the world. They don't want them in Australia. So that's how you do it. This is some scary stuff, folks. And I'm telling you, it's coming right down the pike at us. They will do this here if we let them. And I'll tell you, the first line of defense is going to be these Republican governors. And it is not good enough for Henry McMaster to say, well, I'm not going to put a mask mandate on you. I'm not going to put a vaccine mandate on you. No, he needs to block localities from doing it. He needs to we either call the legislature back into session, pass legislation barring private companies from vaccine mandates, barring municipalities from vaccine mandates. But he's fooling everybody right now. He's walking around going, well, there won't be any mask mandate here. No, he means from him. But what he's doing right now also means that our local city councils and county commissions could do it, and they will. They already have. It's disingenuous. He's not fooling me, and he's not going to fool you long term. Listen, Governor, you need to get a backbone like Governor Abbott of Texas. Governor Abbott of Texas has used executive orders. He has banned mask mandates and mandatory vaccines in Texas. Can't do it. That's what you need to do. Don't try to fool the people. Protect them.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Congressman Michael McCaul calls the House Republicans' bombshell Wuhan lab report the, quote, greatest cover-up in human history. Listen.
They were working on gain-of-function research, which means genetically modifying, manipulating viruses to make them stronger, more deadly. They took the bat specimens out of the lab, the caves 1,000 miles away, brought them to the lab, and then tried to create like a super SARS virus to create a vaccine.
McCaul says the doctor who wrote a letter denying COVID-19 was created in the lab was actually working with the Chinese government. Congresswoman Nicole Malliotakis wants the doctor subpoenaed and questions why the left doesn't want the same.
Why will the Democrats not join us in getting answers to these questions? Do the Democrats know something that we perhaps do not know here, that perhaps they know about this funding that went from U.S. tax dollars to the Wuhan lab?
You betcha. You bet they do. Yeah, there's something they don't want to talk about with all of this. This is amazing. So we had Director of National Intelligence, John Ratcliffe, under Trump. So he would have seen, as I was talking about earlier, he would have seen all the intelligence on this, and he did. And he said, listen, there is not one shred of evidence this came, not one, not a piece of evidence this came from a wet market, and every indication it came from the Wuhan lab. And the Republicans want to declassify that evidence. Because of that, Democrats voted to block the bill. Why would you do that? But this thing gets weirder every day. Everything about COVID gets weirder every day. You put it all together. I've been meaning to put the whole thing together in a podcast. Just do like an hour. All the freaky things around COVID with our government. Here's another one. Representative Greg Stubbe. Hey, how about we try to hold China accountable, right? You know, like you held Trump accountable for COVID as if he had cooked it up in a lab in the Oval Office or something. How about doing that? Democrats? Uh-uh.
We should be investigating this as a government, not just Republicans. Unfortunately, the Democrats don't want to have anything to do with this. They'd rather investigate the January 6th event, where already 500, 600 people have been arrested, than investigate the cause of millions of deaths of people in the world and over 600,000 in the United States. We know now for a fact that in September of 2019, they took virus and sample database out in the middle of the night from the Institute of Virology without explanation. And then a month later in October, during the military world games that were held in Wuhan, that several of the competitors came down with COVID-like symptoms and were hospitalized and then were sent back to their home countries. So we now know that this started way back in 2019, long before we thought it did.
Democrats don't want no thing about that, though. Isn't that weird? He continued talking about what Democrats don't want to know about.
I filed a bill last Congress that would have allowed the president to negotiate that, because they are at fault for millions of people across the world from dying and all of the expense that we've seen, the shutting down of the economies, people losing their jobs, people on unemployment, all of that cost. I had a bill that would allow the president to negotiate that with China, either for them to pay us financial damages to our country that were caused by them not keeping this in their lab and in their border. But of course, the mainstream Democrats and the Democrats running the House don't want to move that bill.
It's also weird. I mean, folks, when you consider this is a major national security issue. I mean, if China gets the idea that they'll never be held accountable for anything, there's 71 more labs doing this, including Wuhan. Bioweapons research. Why not do it again? Just do it again. No repercussions, might as well, right? And that's the message the Democrats are sending. And folks, listen, this is Gordon Chang. He is a Chinese activist. He lives here in the United States of America. He's with the Gatestone Institute. And he's got a warning for Americans. Look, you don't understand the scope and size of the Chinese ambitions using these bioweapons or how deadly they intend to be. And keep in mind, he is Chinese. This was from Fox News.
You say the reason China is so defensive about this lab leak theory is because China is cooking up something else in these labs. Why do you say that?
Well, first of all, the Chinese military talks about this openly, about their biological weapons program. And the next pathogen from China could be a civilization killer, Todd, because they've been talking about a new type of biological warfare of, quote, specific ethnic genetic attacks. In other words, the next bug will leave the Chinese immune and attack the rest of us. So we've got to be very concerned what they're doing in their lab these days, because we know that Chinese military researchers are working not only in the Wuhan Institute of Virology, but in similar facilities across China.
I mean, if that doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. I mean, basically, you're talking about end of civilization with the exception of the Chinese. That's got to open some eyes.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe not. I mean, this is America. All right, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, see what's going on there. Texter writes, hey, Tara, American hero Simone Biles won bronze today and remarked that she quote, did this for me, unquote. Individualism is, of course, a major reason why we all love the Olympics in a show of solidarity. We are starting a hashtag for me movement. And we would be eternally grateful if you shared this with your listener base. Today, I will be drinking water and breathing delightfully fresh air. Hashtag for me. Well, good for you. Pin a rose on your nose. Now, so I did the Battleground podcast on Simone Biles yesterday. And I have defended her. Because, here's the thing. This texter is right. We are in America of the ridiculously offended and the extremely fakely victimized. So it's a rare thing when you find like an actual victim in America. You step back, you go, wow, that is an actual victim, not one of those fake ones. And she's an actual victim. When she says, I did it for me, good for her. Because you know what? Simone Biles was brutalized by USA Gymnastics, as were over 140 other women. I mean, do you realize USA Gymnastics sat by. They knew sexual abuse of women and girls who train at their facility was going on. They knew it. And they covered it up. They let it keep going. Who does that? Do you realize, like, most of our gymnastics team at one point was sexually abused by Larry Nassar? And they covered it up. And they worked with the FBI to cover it up. That's the crazy part. I did my and so if when you're listening to Simone Biles and you understand the level of betrayal that she actually lived through, this is a person who, like, when she's bitter, I'm like, yeah, I get it, girl. You go. I'm just going to sit back and listen to you because you're right. So when she says, I did this for me, you know what she's saying? She's saying, look, I did this for me. Screw you, USA Olympics gymnastic team. Screw you, USA Gymnastics. And good for her. Good for her. I don't blame any bitterness she has. She's not like these women's soccer players who have, like, no legit beef and have been given everything in life, every opportunity. And they spit in the face of those who give it to them. I legit feel bad for her. I'm amazed she's managed to hold it together at the level she has. That is what the podcast from yesterday is on, by the way. And if you want a real good look at the FBI, go listen to the podcast. I explain what the FBI did to Simone Biles and how she found out about it literally while she was in the air between here and Tokyo. I'm not going to do a spoiler alert, but I mean, this is, and I say right in the beginning of the podcast, this is not a podcast about Simone Biles. It's about the FBI. It's called Violated, What the FBI Did to Simone Biles, because it is, there are no words. There's literally no words. I mean, in order to keep Simone Biles' abuser in that organization and that organization up and running so that this FBI agent could get a job with USA Gymnastics, he covered up the rapes and assaults of dozens of women and then committed fraud to cover up the fact that he had not investigated it. And that's not even the outrageous part. So if you think she spun out, I'd be spun out too if I were her. So I'm getting very, I'm very touchy with people saying, oh, she shouldn't have flown there if she wasn't going to represent the country. Well, when she got on the plane, she didn't expect to be triggered by finding out that the one group of people, law enforcement, that were supposed to protect her. You just got to listen to the podcast. You'll understand it all. But again, the podcast is not about Simone Biles. It's about how the FBI is now a criminal organization that answers to no one. And when they commit crimes that get little girls raped, which is what they did, they can commit further crimes to cover it up and the DOJ won't touch them. It is an unbelievable story. So no flack for Simone Biles here for me. I know some of you disagree with that, but I'm giving her a pass. She is an actual legit victim and people should be outraged for her. I'm amazed she even wants to represent USA Gymnastics. Like, she's the one person, if she went on the podium and dissed USA Gymnastics, I'd be like, right on, girl. An actual victim. And it was terrible the way she was treated. It's terrible the way they were treated. And the FBI's role in it is shameful and disgusting. Texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, which is 71307, writes, I'm a home health care nurse. I had a patient who was fully vaccinated. She got COVID after the vaccine and she died. So even the symptoms will be less is a lie. She writes, my point is that there is no way to know that symptoms will be less with the vaccine when they wouldn't have been without it. Interesting point. Another text writes, okay, so some people are responding to Simone Biles. I mean, I didn't explain this part really well. If you want to listen to that Battleground podcast, by the way, on what the FBI did to her, you may look at the whole situation in a different way, and you will be absolutely horrified by how off the chain the FBI is. It's not just politics, folks. The bottom line of the podcast, the FBI has become criminally untouchable as they commit crimes. And not just the political crimes that we know about and have documented so well on the show. I don't mean political crimes facetiously. I mean like actual felonies. Well, it's not just in politics they've committed crimes. And those crimes only go one way, toward the Republican Party and to help the Democrats. But when they victimized Simone Biles and allowed 70 other women and little girls to be raped so that the FBI special agent in charge could get a job with USA Gymnastics. It is the most mind-blowing story. He committed multiple crimes in the process, including fraud and perjury. And the DOJ is refusing to prosecute him. And so Simone Biles, literally, they are taking off in the air. They are flying to Tokyo, and the story breaks. That the FBI, that should have protected all these women and girls from Larry Nassar, the team, gymnastics team USA doctors who abused them all, including Simone Biles, it breaks as she's on the way to Tokyo. So you look at the fact pattern there. And, okay, some of you are disagreeing with me. Come on, Tara. Her past trouble had nothing to do with her very poor performance and attitude today. Okay, first of all, I don't call routine sex abuse past trouble. That's not how I look at that. And the reason I said, look, I don't know what's going on in her head, but I'm going to give her the benefit of the doubt because this would have brought it all back for me. When you find out that FBI agent knew those girls were being sexually abused, he had three that were begging to be interviewed by him to do anything to stop it because they knew Larry Nassar was still abusing women and girls at the facility. And he refused to talk to them. And then when he got flat cold busted, he committed fraud. He falsified documents to make it look good. He had done the investigation. So would that spin me out personally? Yeah, I would already have total rage at USA Gymnastics as the organization. And to find the FBI had done that to me, I'd be spun out. That's just me. Maybe other people can just block that out. I can't block stuff like that out. If I'm going to compete on behalf of this organization, USA Gymnastics, that literally let me down the way it did her. So that's why, you know what? I'm not into these victims, these fake victims on the television. But Simone Biles is a real victim, and a real actual victim. So was most of the USA Gymnastics team. It is a thing of shame that these girls were treated this way. And for the media not to better explain this, and let these hot-headed, ESPN types come on and slam her without explaining the background I just explained to you. I mean, it just, I'm like, anyway, I blame the FBI for pretty much all of it. And when you see the pattern of criminality by the FBI in the Simone Biles case, it is un-be-freaking-leavable. And it just speaks volumes about this agency. And even more about the way that the Department of Justice now considers FBI agents criminally untouchable. Because they're royalty. That's Washington. They're royalty. They do whatever they want. And you'll see that with the podcast. You could text the keyword battleground to 71307. But this is the alternate view. Come on, Tara. Her past trouble had nothing to do with her very poor performance and attitude today. Again, I'm giving her the benefit of the doubt. Another texter writes, you keep saying women were abused by Team USA, by the doctor. A lot of them were girls. They were, and that's really sad. And then finally, preach it, Tara. Good for Simone. Who are we to judge any decision she makes about competing or not? Unreal. That's how I feel. All right, check out the podcast. I'll be back tomorrow. Text Battleground to 71307.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.